This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Meanwhile, voting for bipoles was also held in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh. About 67.97% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and approximately 65.35% in Milkipur. The seat was vacated by SP leader Avdhesh Prasad following his victory in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Faizabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took the holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection." He said, like crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless the countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh earlier in the morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for allocating 17,155 crore rupees for railways in Gujarat in Budget 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Shah highlighted that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the railway network of Gujarat and the entire country is witnessing a golden period of development and expansion. He added that the Union Budget for 2025-26 will further accelerate this progress. Mr. Shah pointed out that Gujarat's railway budget has increased 29-fold under the current government. He also noted that over the past decade, the electrification of railway tracks in the state has grown 22 times, with 97% of the tracks now electrified. The Home Minister also mentioned that 87 stations in Gujarat will be developed as Amrit stations at an investment of nearly 6,303 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guided them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
Sam Altman said India is an incredibly important market for AI. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met SCO Secretary General Nurulan Yarmakabiyayev in Delhi last evening. Dr. Jayashankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of a secure SCO. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. And in the Singapore Smash World Cup, India's Manu Shah and Manav Thakkar have successfully advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after a dominant 3-0 victory over Wang Chung-Ting and Yi Kwan Tho of Hong Kong in the pre-quarterfinals. However, in the mixed doubles category, Manu Shah and Diya Chitale faced a tough challenge and were eliminated after a 1-3 loss in the quarterfinals. And at the Mumbai Open Tennis, Indian duo Shivali Bhamidipati and Riya Bhatia, along with Prarthana and Rutuja Bhosle, advanced to the women's doubles quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.